Vor kurzem fand in Australien, genauer in Melbourne, die Welt-AIDS-Konferenz statt. Emmy Pham ist Teil unseres Radioteams und wurde als Sexarbeiterin von der Deutschen AIDS-Hilfe zur Welt-AIDS-Konferenz delegiert. Das ist für uns natürlich eine super Sache, denn sie ließ sich von der dort anwesenden Sexwork-Aktivistin PJ zur Konferenz interviewen, schickte uns das Gespräch und wir können jetzt erfahren, was sie dort erlebt hat. Da dieses Gespräch in englischer Sprache ist, gebe ich euch direkt im Anschluss eine kurze deutsche Zusammenfassung.
So, hi, we're here at the International AIDS Conference in Melbourne. Do you just want to introduce yourself and tell everybody why you're here?
Hey, I am Emmy Pham. I am from Berlin, Germany, and I am delegated to the AIDS Conference by the Deutsche AIDS Hilfe as a sex worker.
And what issues have you been advocating about during the conference? What messages have you been bringing?
The message, firstly, to accept us, to see us sex workers as persons who are important to bring input.
And how have the issues of transgender people and sex workers been discussed here at the conference?
We are not presented in a well way. You know, there is this stigma that trans persons and also sex workers, I think it's really similar, spreading AIDS. And we have to work against this topic and to show, for example, sex workers, we are specialists in preventing HIV because, we have sex the whole time and our body is our business, so we have to work safe to stay alive. And for sure, we are the experts of HIV prevention. And so there's a difference between putting us into victims and as a bad wars and the shitty transgender persons who spread the virus and the reality, which is important to speak out, to make actions, because our voices are not heard in a well way in these conferences. So, for example, sex workers had to make lots of action to get heard.
Can you describe one of the actions that we did?
Oh, for example, there was a topic of funding. And persons speaking out, oh, it's so cool, we gave money to the persons who are working against HIV and we are the good persons. But in the end, you know, only 1% of the fund goes to sex worker associations. And from the sex worker associations, the most money goes to social workers and things like that, and the less money only to sex workers. So we went on the stage and made a little performance. One person grabbed the phone and the others make a little performance where they put money around, and I was dressed as a sex worker and go and try to pick up the money, but I was only allowed to pick up $1. This was one of many other actions.
Yeah, I was there. Mm. It was a wonderful message because most people feel that a lot of the funding has gone directly to the peer educators who are doing the work on the grassroots. But that's really not true. Only 1% to sex workers to sex worker programs.
Yes.
And then the sex workers themselves practically not funded within that 1%. Mm. So what about the... my colleague Monica Jones said that she went to a panel about stigma and discrimination, and there were clear messages about... the idea that transgendered people are a distinct group from men who have sex with men. Do you have any viewpoints on that issue?
In fact, it's a problem that transgendered persons are in the sections of MSM, men have sex with men, because they don't accept us as own person. They mix up our gender with sexuality and make repression on this. And this is really not fair, not correct. I realized in the sex worker movement, it was not a problem. You know, we had a pre-conference where we prepared ourselves. And during the conference, there was a topic, and we bring us topics, which was important for sex workers of the world to bring up in the conference. And there was a short moment where a person said, men, women, and transgender persons do this. And I intervened and said, hey, come on, couldn't we say a sex worker of all genders? And it was clear, there was not a discussion point. And now it's sex workers of all genders. It was so easy. But in the conference in general, it is transgender under MSM. This is not cool.
Right. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with the audience in Germany or elsewhere about The key issues coming out of this conference, anything that we didn't discuss, anything you participated in that you think is important for the audience to know about?
I think for Germany it's an important topic to think about peer education, that it's super important that sex workers are educating sex workers, that trans persons are educating trans persons. I think in the trans community it works out a bit. In the sex work community we have lots of problems with this topic. We have many social workers who are not sex workers, and it's important to bring it up. I saw the fabulous work of Scarlet Alliance here in Australia. I think you will find a link about it on the webpage. There it's normal that only sex workers doing the education stuff. Sex workers are the contact persons for sex workers, because only we know what is good for us and not other persons know what is good for us. And this came out when I saw the work of my colleagues all over the world, that it's so important to make peer education work and to stand together.
Fabulous. And one thing that really impressed me coming out of the pre-conference were the core messages from all the sex workers who are about to attend. I know some of the messages we had were, you can't stop HIV without sex workers. I don't know, there were so many messages, but were there any that you remembered that you might like to leave us out with?
Not the exact message, but stigma is so big and stigma is destroying so much that this is more important than good laws to fight against it, to fight against war stigma. And I think this is also similar to transgender topics, because when you are out as trans, you are also under a stigma. You get discriminated because how you look like. Sex workers got discriminated because how they work, but in the end the stigma is similar in the society. And yeah, this fight against the stigma is for me one of the important topics which came out, and it was really going up to the conference to speak out about stigma and discrimination. Yeah.
Wonderful way to end our conversation here at the International AIDS Conference. So thanks a lot, Emmy.
Yeah.
Das war PJ im Gespräch mit Emmy Pham. Hier eine kurze deutsche Zusammenfassung. Emmy Pham erzählte dem Interview, dass sie als Sexarbeiterin von der Deutschen AIDS-Hilfe zur Welt-AIDS-Konferenz delegiert wurde. Die Botschaft, die sie dort vermitteln sollte, ist, dass Sexarbeiterinnen und Transpersonen kein Ungeheuer sind, die das HIV-Virus verbreiten. SexarbeiterInnen zum Beispiel sind ausgesprochene ExpertInnen in der Verhütung von HIV, da sie ihren Körper als ihr Arbeitskapital schützen müssen. Auf der Konferenz selbst sieht sich Emmy schlecht repräsentiert. Trans wird unter der Rubrik Männer haben Sex mit Männern verhandelt und SexarbeiterInnen werden kaum gehört. Und zum Thema Geld ist zu sagen, nur etwa 1% der häufig erwähnten Fördergelder zur Präventionsarbeit geht an Organisationen von SexarbeiterInnen. Und davon gibt wiederum der allergrößte Teil an die SozialarbeiterInnen, aber fast nichts an SexarbeiterInnen selbst. Dabei ist es Emmy während der Konferenz nochmal bewusst geworden, wie wichtig Peer-Beratungen sind, wie sie zum Beispiel die australische Vereinigung Scarlet Alliance anbietet. Denn nur SexarbeiterInnen wissen wirklich, was für SexarbeiterInnen wichtig ist und können sie deshalb gut beraten, weiterbilden und begleiten. Und auch Transpersonen können am besten durch Transpersonen beraten werden. Auf einer Vorkonferenz speziell für SexarbeiterInnen hat sich gezeigt, dass der Kampf gegen Stigmatisierung und Diskriminierung ein aktuell sehr wichtiges Thema ist, sowohl für SexarbeiterInnen als auch für Transmenschen.